Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. In this meditation, I invite you to become aware of the two types of consciousness that reside within the soul. Let us choose the consciousness of light over the darkness of past stories, the history that gets into our way. Let us now remember our connection to the supreme energy, the supreme soul, the being of light. For far too long, we have allowed the external forces to dictate our inner force. And at this time, I choose to get off the grid and step inside the heart, to be myself. I choose to no longer be under the influence of what the world tells me, what my parents have told me, my spouse, friends, or anyone who has been a negative influence in my life. In this meditation, I stand strong in the original, eternal, imperishable worth of the soul. I, the being of light, the soul of power, I step into the heart and I become a being of love, a being of light and goodness.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. That was an oldie but goodie, Into the Heart. Remember that? I was remembering how it was a time when we were so taxed in America, and everybody kept saying, I just want to get off the grid. Well, how are you feeling now? Do you still want to get off the grid? I don't even know if we want to actually get off the grid, stay on a grid, forget a grid, or just breathe. I don't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know if it's 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. It's as if we've moved into the zone of eternity. Remember that period of time when there was a book out called Ageless, Timeless, and I think it was Bodiless. I might be getting that wrong. But ageless, timeless, bodiless, we're getting into that stage, and it's awesome. It is so beautiful to be in this state of just feeling like life is going to continue. It's just going to keep unfolding for you and I. What we don't want to take with us on the journey is anger, fear, disappointment, sadness. So we're getting this chance to go in and embrace our lives, however much time we've got remaining in the part that we have to play. Let me find a way to put some energy and life in it. Today, I'm so happy to welcome this amazing author, Patty Lind. We were just together, Pat Lind Kyle. Let me honor her name. I have a way of giving people names of affection, so I hope you can understand it. But Pat and I, we were in the America Meditating 7th Annual Retreat last week, and I was just so moved and touched by her. So So I'm so happy to be having her on air. Pat, let me tell you a little bit about her. She's an author, a thought leader on how the mind and brain work together to arrive at a sense of who we are. And for decades, Pat has been exploring multiple aspects of life and death and has become a leading authority on everything from chakras and the Enneagram to living wills and healthcare directives. She has taught in the academic world, created a small business, practiced as a management consultant and executive coach, and has had her own private counseling practice. Pat's research and interest in the mind-brain field led her to develop a learning style assessment company to help children and parents understand how they learn. Pat has authored 4 books, including Embracing the End of Life, A Journey into Dying and Awakening, and Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain. Today gives me great pleasure to welcome Pat Lynde Kyle to America Meditating Radio. Hi, Pat. Welcome.
Thank you. Lovely introduction. And yes, I so enjoyed the retreat. It was 2 wonderful days.
You know, we were all concerned. I don't know if we can create the kind of energy that we do when we're in Peace Village. But, Pat, I'm happy to say that the same kind of an authentic purity and love came across.
It did with me, that is for sure. It's very rare to be with a group of people that you resonate with in your heart. Not just like going to church and saying hello and coming home, but being with them for, well, we were together 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect. Well, thank you for putting your energy into the space too, because you helped it a lot. Let's talk about what's going on now. There's a lot, and in a way, there's nothing. We're witnessing this global pandemic. It looks like America might have to close back down again. And
I've heard, yeah.
126,000 deaths in the U.S. We have led all the countries around the world, as usual. You know, our leader likes to say we're first in this, first in that. So we're definitely first in this, too. Tell me, what's really going on? And what do you think is our lesson here?
My. Really? I can see from around my friends and just what I read and hear, people are needing to stop the music. They're needing to stop their lives. And where do they go? Because they've been going. And so for me, what I see is they're stopping to have to possibly go inside and find out who they are. Some will and some won't, but I have a neighbor that goes so fast. Even when she teaches yoga, she does it so fast. She's saying, by myself, I love this time being quiet. So it's happening to some people, and I think that's what the universe is saying. It's time to shift. It's time to heal this earth. And I just wanted to read something from my brain book, which is called Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain, that you go in different brain waves. We live it right now. We're in beta, which we're talking and analyzing and figure things out and connecting. But then we go into alpha, which when we start to meditate, we go into our body. We feel our body energy. And when we're walking, we're in alpha. But then we come to theta, and it was a little about what you were saying at the beginning. We go into field of just kind of beginning to lose our body sensations. We are a little more lighter and less heavy, and we feel softer, and we feel grateful. But then when we really quiet down and get into delta brain waves, we begin to sense of no self and of light. And that's what you were saying about that feeling of being surrounded by light. That means we really quieted down, the brain waves are slower, and we're moving more into what I call my true self, because it's always there, it never goes away.
We had moved away from that, remember?
Oh, my goodness.
We had moved so far from that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Absolutely. When I was doing a lot of consulting work, and primarily I had an EEG machine, so I could be able to see people's brainwaves, where the brainwaves are most prominent. In a little meditation cottage, my husband would bring his executives, and I'd put them on the machine. There was no way that they could get inside themselves. They were so tense. The brainwaves are going so fast. And, you know, they have heart attacks and on and on and on. But I could just see it in their brain. Amazing.
It's incredible. Well, it's good that we've slowed down. And now, for many years, right, we've been exploring the multiple aspects of life and death. And we've been studying a lot about the dying process. Now, with over 126 deaths in America, Americans are beginning to look at life and death in a completely different light. Tell us, what was your inspiration or maybe interest in the death and dying process? What spawned that idea?
Well, it is interesting, isn't it, that people are doing all kinds of things. Like, we went through the whole toilet paper thing because they're frightened of death. They're frightened of dying. I won't have everything. And I never even thought about that. And I do periodically go and do long meditations. And I do them in the East, as a matter of fact. And I went to my meditation retreat. And it's an individual retreat. So I have a teacher, a small group of people. And so it's not a large group, but it's so individualistic. And I remember going to bed one night and waking up at the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, in absolute terror. I got up and I said, why am I so frightened? I can't figure this out. And I got up and I did some yoga stretches and I went down and got some water and kind of sat a little bit in meditation. I was panicked. So I sat down on the bed and say, okay, Pat, why in the world? What's making you so frightened? And you know that nice little voice that comes. It said, you're frightened to die. Frightened to die? I mean, my family, my parents have died, and I've worked in hospice, but I never really thought I would die, or never was really frightened of it consciously. I'm sure subconsciously I'm frightened. So I just sat there and said, well, I'm here in this little town. I don't have a car. Everybody's asleep. The teachers are gone for the weekend. What do I do? And all I could think of was turn over and go to sleep. That's all you can do. So I did. I turned over.
And you woke up.
I did. I woke up. And I felt great. You know, I couldn't talk to anybody. It was because it was a silent retreat. But after lunch, I had an appointment with my teacher. And I told her, and she said, Pat, you are so courageous. And I really had to laugh because it took no courage at all to say, I give up. I'm not going to resist this. I can't resist this. I have to let go. And so I let go. And you know, Sister Jenna, through this whole process of the virus, I'm not frightened of death. If I get it, I get it. But I'm not frightened. That time was a blessing, an absolute blessing.
Yeah. That's a big realization, though, isn't it?
It is huge.
Yeah, it is huge. All right, so let's move on. You have been known as a leading authority, right, in the area of death. Isn't that amazing? And you are looked upon as the authority on death and dying consciously. Could you give us some insights on what does dying consciously look like?
Dying consciously is right here, right now. Begin to look at what is death and how can I prepare for my own death. What's it like to resist? And what's it like to begin to let go? And so in my book, I talk about what is going to die. And what does it look to resist? And what does it look to actually let go? And then what do you do to prepare? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have the people around you that love you? Not people that you think should be there because maybe they're family members. No, you choose your caregivers. You choose the people. In fact, I even have a whole direction for people to find one person that kind of manages the people that are around you as you die. I mean, if this is the kind of death. And then, what's your will? Have you planned your will? Have you let go of things in your house that you don't need anymore? Pretty soon you won't have an identity. You can really, I say that because we've just taken a whole box from our garage and gone through all the old pictures. Wow, 20 and 30 and 40 year olds. And just let them go. That's been a big letting go of my identity right now. That's a preparation. And then I think it's really important to know what happens to our emotions, what happens to the psychology of it, what happens spiritually as you die. So it's all in my book that prepares you for all these things. So you're ready, so you don't have to be frightened.
I like that. That's very practical, too. There seems to be a lot of science behind the theory of the mind. And you talked about how you could see things in people's brains when they were going through certain stages. Is it important for us to know about how we are functioning before we die? Do you know what I mean? Like, do I really need to know, or should I just have faith and trust that when that last breath happens, it'll all be okay? Because there's some people who are afraid of actually visiting that realm of thinking.
That's an interesting question. I did find a research from the University of Michigan that said that when your heart stops, you don't die. You're still alive. Your brain is alive, and it goes into a very high frequency called gamma brainwaves. And when you're in that state, it's that light that you talk about, that incredible light that you're just bathed in. And it's a feeling of such comfort and such love and such compassion that why are we so frightened? As I say, it's a true kind of experience that you will live past your heart and have this experience. I mean, if you want to talk about what the Buddhists say, that really means you become enlightened. You become transformed. I don't know what other religions say about that, but I do know that there's this beautiful, wonderful experience. It's not fear at all.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice to know?
It's wonderful to know, and I think we all need to embrace it because there is a lot of limitation in the whole process of soul and body and the transition of the soul. So when we talk about soul, we look at the soul being an eternal energy. It never dies, but the body does, right? How do you look at that for yourself personally? Do you believe that the body does, of course, go 6 feet under, but the soul moves on? And if the soul moves on, what are your thoughts? Where does it go?
I know that the soul turns into the spirit, but I know the body goes, absolutely, of course, and the brain and the heart. I don't look that much at that expanded self.
Right.
What would you say about that?
I would say that if the soul still has a lot of unfinished business, attachments, it'll have to come back. It just has to, because the pull is much stronger than the release. So it just re-enters the journey. It goes back into a womb, and it moves on, and it continues to play out its part. And I believe that I feel that for now. I mean, it could change. If we've somehow gotten rid of all of the issues, like what you're doing, downloading, you know, I don't need to look at these pictures of 40 years anymore. I can I can live without them. I've lived with them in a box for 30 years, and I can live with them again, right? So, you know, you just move on. I think that's really what's going on. So there's an old saying that says you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you say that's not true. Can the brain's wiring really be changed?
Absolutely. Neuronal pathways will change. You know, when you started meditating, your mind was busy, and pretty soon consciousness becomes much more steady and quiet. So the brain begins to change so that we don't have that busy, anxious mind. We can shift it, and then the neuronal pathways make a whole new route for us. But what I also wanted to say about the soul, thank you for bringing that up, because Ram Dass talked about before he died that when your work is done here, you will go. When the soul says, it's done what it needs to do here. But that doesn't mean you're done forever. This is what I hear you say. So that was a clarification for me. Because he kept saying that, you know, he's living on and on and on. And he says,
I know. Oh, I miss him. So in terms of where you are in your life right now, your books, they're doing well. Anything you'd like to share with our listeners in terms of, you know, maybe your book of Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain, or any other thing that you have found as a big aha for you that you would love to share with humanity and say, look, give this a try.
Well, you brought up something that's very important to me. Since I've written the book and since I've taught it and worked with people, I'm far more interested in saying, what really is your being? You know, you're a doer and you're busy, and you certainly are very busy as well. We're doing things, but what's our being state? And we say, well, you know, you find your heart, it's love. But I think there's more than that. I think that there's a quality, there's a fabric in our being state that when you say, you know, just go and be quiet, and you'll find your heart. I think there's more qualities. I'm just in the process of working with this. I think there are laws in this being state that if people began to understand what the rules are, how the being state works, I definitely know it works through intention, I think people would be more comfortable saying, okay, I'll settle in and see this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
I think it's very important to explore the being state on all kinds of levels, from gratitude to beauty to love. And that's where I am right now. I don't know if that was a question you asked me.
No, I think that's really true. I think, Pat, we really need to just really come more from the being place. And that's what I heard
yes.
you saying, that we need to stop fussing and fighting and carrying on with all this insanity and really come from a deeper place within. And that is a powerful message to convey. And I've appreciated what the lockdown has done for us and everything that's been happening. It's been so much on so many levels.
So many levels.
Yeah. So leave us with an inspiring quote for the end of our interview.
Oh. Well, the Dalai Lama said, if death is accepted, is a part of our life now, if it's a part of our life now, then when it actually does come, you may face it. It'll be much more easily and loving transition. So as we accept it now, the whole process will be much more loving. This is what we've been talking about. But even he said that it's accepting it now. So as you go, it'll be a loving experience.
I love that. That's a perfect way to end our conversation, Pat. Thank you so very much. Leave us with a website that our listeners can get more information on.
My website is Pat, P-A-T-T, L-I-N-D hyphen K-Y-L-E .com.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much. All the very best and many blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Pat Lynn Kyle. And if you want some more information, please go to her website at PatLynnKyle.com. Wonderful spirit, beautiful soft energy. And you can find any of her books online to find out more. Yes, it's time for us to live like we're really living and not live like we're dying. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we really are here to love each other the same. Remember to pause every hour on the hour. For your traffic control, send peace to the self, send peace to your neighbor. Here's I Am Blessed by Karen Drucker. Take care.
I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.